At 6:30 in the morning, Playhouse of the Morning, 194.0, and Jamie in the Playhouse today. Amy out today. Not shocking, the day after the downtown wind down, that Amy K wouldn't be in work.
No, a well-deserved hangover day, right?
Yeah.
What it's called? Like a recuperation day.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if we're taking the hangover days out of vacation or sick for her, but we'll figure it out. I'm not sure how that works. I don't know how that works. 6:30 in the morning, Flush Format Friday. Your picks absolutely all morning long. So we talked about her briefly yesterday, but a Florida mom going viral, and I think we'll use kind of what she did as a jumping point for a conversation. So she has been arrested, and she's a mom that takes her parenting very seriously. And when she heard that her daughter was having some issue with a couple of kids at school, she actually decided to show up to the school wearing boxing gloves and fought a student. So this Florida mom, her name is Edith. She is 34 years old. She's from Jacksonville. She was arrested when she showed up at DuPont Middle School, and there was some frantic calls. Some safety officers had to go out and subdue her when they found her outside the cafeteria wearing boxing gloves and pummeling a student. Isn't that crazy? She showed up with boxing gloves on?
So crazy, and I get it. But as a parent, and you think about it, you would do anything to protect your child. I don't know if I would box another student, but maybe I would call that student's mom out and I'd box the mom.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously she shouldn't have done it, and obviously she sounds absolutely insane, but part of you looks at that and you're like, man, what was that kid dealing with that instigated her to go over there wearing them boxing gloves?
Obviously, it was well-deserved.
Yeah,
do we think? A little bit. Like, she must have done something really bad to get the mom fired up like that.
I want to know what it is before I jump on that train with you, but I thought we could use it to jump into this, because when you're a parent, with it comes a lot of passion, right?
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you probably do something that is a little crazy. Now, I'm guessing you've never done anything that crazy, but the question is simply this. What is the craziest thing you've done as a parent? And was it maybe kind of like that, where you were just filled with so much love and passion for your kid that you lashed out at somebody in some way? It was probably verbally. I don't think most people are putting on boxing gloves and punching other parents. But do you feel like you've ever done something crazy just because you love your kids so much?
I haven't done anything where I've been aggressively angry, but I was really concerned. And this is kind of at the height of COVID in our area. And they said one way to tell with kids is by looking at their snot. So I had taken one of those suction things and I got some boogers out of his nose, and then I laid it out and I ordered a magnifying glass that you'd find in a lab at a high school or something, and I analyzed his boogers.
And how did that go for you? Did you learn anything?
Straight. I learned he was dehydrated, needed to be given a little bit more water, and that was it. He wasn't even sick. He literally was not even sick. There was liquid in there, and I thought I better get that out. And I just analyzed his boogers for a solid week just to make sure he didn't have COVID.
Now, do you think you needed the microscope or the magnifying glass or whatever it was? Do you think you needed that? Could you maybe have done it without that?
No, but I thought I could get a closer look at it and find out a little bit more. There's actually a whole webpage for it.
Of course there is.
Mm-hmm. And there's ways where you can look at their feces. I didn't do that because that's gross. Just their boogers.
Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah.
Craziest thing you've done just because you love your kids so much. 237, it's text 35270, that crazy parent thing. Can you relate to that in any way? You got something like that? You can also tweet snap at Y94 Playhouse. 6:35 in the morning, Flush the Format Friday. Flo Rida, it's Cake Playhouse, Y94. You know when I come back, you know what I look like. It's Playhouse in the morning, Y94. Talking about the craziest thing you've ever done as a parent. Now, it's probably not as crazy as the woman that started the conversation, but there's a woman in Florida that brought boxing gloves to her girl's school because her girl was having some trouble with another student. She fought that student with boxing gloves. Not the kid. The mom fought the kid.
Yeah.
That's what happened. You ever do anything kind of wild and crazy just because you're a parent? Maybe it stemmed from passion, maybe?
So my daughter has been constantly getting in trouble at school. And I've talked to the teachers, her counselor, everything, and nothing has changed. So I decided to go to school with her for a week. I mean, she was so embarrassed, but she actually started behaving.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if it got the job done.
If it works, it works.
It definitely probably got the job done. Are you seeing some people are like, yeah, I was the crazy parent?
Yeah, somebody said, I took my boys to the park actually a few weeks ago. They're 3 and 4, and at this park, there's 3 sections. One for older kids, one for kids in the middle, and then one for younger kids. So my boys are playing on the younger kids one. Like, max age would probably be 6. Well, there were 2 teenagers, probably 12 and 13, and they were jumping around, pushing my boys out of the way and being really rough. They had an entire park where they could play, but they needed to play on the baby ones. I ended up freaking out and screaming at these kids for being rough. I scared them away because they instantly left the park. Somebody else said, my daughter has had bullies at school since she was very little, about 5 years old. Well, one day I just had enough and ended up calling the moms of these girls and venting to them. I even shared messages that their girls were sharing to my daughter, and the moms could not believe it. I know I went behind my daughter's back to get these messages, but the moms deserve to know how horrible their daughters were.
You know, what I do like about some of these is that there's probably ones that you see like a slight parallel to like an experience you've had, and maybe it makes you feel more sane and not like the crazy person. Because like the park one, I can't tell you how many times that we don't go to the park super awesome because, well, the past year didn't want to because a lot of they were closed and stuff. So, but we got like a swing set, like we invested in a swing set. But every once in a while we're going for a walk or something, and girls see a park and they want to go to the park. Like, okay, go down the slide or whatever. And every now and then there's a situation like that where there's those kids that are a little like older and taller than your kids, and they're running around being crazy and not paying attention to the fact that there's a bunch of little kids there and not letting the little kids on their stuff. And on more than a few, and I consider myself a pretty emotionally even person. I don't think I have a lot of outbursts, but at people's kids I don't know, on more than one occasion, I've been a guy in the random corner that makes them about poo themselves because I'm like, hey! Let the little girls down slide! Hey! They're a lot littler than you, they went down slide! Hey! Hey, Ninja Turtle shirt! You with the Ninja Turtle shirt, let her down the slide! And then they're like, who's this random bald man yelling at me? But it has happened.
There is, so the park that we go to all the time, there's this one dad, and I swear he's like this, and he is a little girl that's kind of around my son's age. And what he does, so he is like this like big rock looking guy, and he has like this really infant daughter and then like maybe like a 2-year-old, and they're always at the park. And he will stand with his arms crossed by the slide, and no one goes over there when he's at the park because all the other skate kids are scared of the dad. It's almost like he's like the bodyguard of like the little kid playground. And that's my favorite time to go because I know our little guy can go up and down without getting bothered.
So like the park bouncer has looked at him and been like, I accept you over here, little guy.
You're under this amount of height, so you can go over there.
You got one of these instances where you were the crazy parent. You did something that was maybe, you look back at it and you can see you didn't need to do that. 237, it's text 35270. It's Flush Format Friday. Crazy from Brittany. Crazy. Playhouse in the Morning, 194, talking about the craziest thing you did as a parent, maybe stemming just from extreme love for your child. Maybe you're like the Florida mom that brought boxing gloves to her kid's school to fight a student. Have you seen some crazy, admitted crazy parents?
Somebody said, not me, but my wife has a Chuck E. Cheese incident of 2018 on her belt. We were there for my son's birthday party, but there was another birthday with older kids going on at the same time. Well, when my son was with the Chuck E. Cheese and we were trying to get a birthday picture, one of the older kids pushed my son out of the way and actually knocked him into Chuck E. Cheese. He ended up getting a black eye from it because it was such a hard hit. It was really emotional for my son. He got very upset, also embarrassed in front of his friends. Well, my wife went crazy. Not only on the kid that she made cry at his birthday party, but also on the parents. I'm pretty sure she made the kid cry, the mom cry, and the aunt cry of the other kid.
So, I mean, it was just tears everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody's crying. You have one of those crazy parent incidents?
So my daughter found out that her high school boyfriend was cheating on her 3 days before prom. This poor little girl, she was so devastated. She wouldn't stop crying, and she said she wasn't going to prom anymore. And it was her senior prom year,
And she already had a dress, hair appointment. So to make her feel better, I thought we could get revenge on her ex by TPing his house.
Well, you know what? What a fun mother-daughter bonding experience. I just hope you didn't do that like last March when we were all trying to find toilet paper.
Yeah, and if by chance it was, I hope you use the garbage stuff anyways.
Yeah, make sure you're not using good toilet paper. So Am I Weird? Not too far on the show. Dump them or date them. Doing that before that. And, of course, your Flush the Format Friday picks. We want them all morning long at 237. It's text 35270. Kat DeLuna, Shawn Mendes, Mariah Carey, T-Pain, and Chris Brown on the next 20.
This is Y94.
Okay, I'm bored in a house and I'm in a house, boy.
Boy.
Bored in a house and I'm in a house, boy.
You're
boy.
In the Playhouse on Y94.
Boy. Bored in a house, bored in a house, boy.
Boy.
Bored in a house, bored in a house, boy.